Today's Cotton Newsline is Five Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Well, the council survey did show a decline in cotton area, and that's largely in response to relative market signals when we look at this year compared to last year. Cotton prices are not as strong as they were a year ago, and corn and soybean prices are a little higher than they were a year ago, so that's what's driving farmers' decisions.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
If we look at the regional results and start in the southeast, survey respondents indicated a decline of about 18%, bringing the regional total down to 2.2 million acres. And really, from the survey, we can tell that those cotton acres were moving into corn and soybeans, with soybeans being slightly more favored than corn. Moving to the mid-south, which is where we saw the largest decline in percentage terms, it was off roughly 50% from last year's total, giving that five-state region just 1 million acres planted. And again, corn providing some very strong competition in that region.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Moving to the southwest, which is the largest region in terms of area, growers there also indicated a decline of, in this case, roughly 24%, putting the regional total at 5.2 million acres, grains being the primary competitor in terms of causing acres to shift out of cotton.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
And then finally, looking out west, first in the upland category, growers indicated a 12% reduction, which puts the regional total at around 340,000 acres. And then in the case of ELS, growers were indicating a 15% decline, which would give U.S. ELS acreage of just over 200,000 acres. And in both cases, cotton's facing strong competition from a range of other crops that growers have the ability to grow.
Fifth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
One point we certainly would make as we look at these survey results is keep in mind that they are a snapshot of growers' intentions at the time of the survey, which was primarily conducted between the 20th of December and the 20th of January. Since the time of the survey, we've seen cotton prices strengthen while corn and soybean prices have actually declined. So cotton's in a little bit more competitive position than it was during the time of the survey. We may see that cause some growers to decide not to reduce their cotton area as much as they indicated in the survey. I think we'll just have to see how the markets adjust between now and the actual planting time.